News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Thank you so much for joining us. Over in the newsroom, Matt Catrillo is there. He says traffic's flowing smoothly everywhere today. So far, so good there. And Mr. Rob Centers, our producer. So we appreciate all his hard work and his assistance. In the studio with us, Dr. Petra Lynch is back. She's an interventional cardiologist at Evangelical Community Hospital. She works with the Heart and Vascular Center of Evangelical. And we're going to talk about women and heart disease as part of our Rock Red for Healthy Hearts initiative every February. So welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm always so glad to see you. I just have a million questions, and my lovely bride sends a note in with a couple of questions for you and so on. Actually, she wants to ask about things that you can find at the health food store that are remedies. So we'll get to those. We got a lot to cover first. But first, women and heart disease, what can you say as an overview?
So what I wanted to make sure that everyone is aware of, that chest pain is sometimes not what we think it is, especially in women. Women always have atypical, or most of the time have atypical chest pain symptoms. Just this month, I had several women coming to me with very atypical chest pain that was true angina, true heart pain. And I just wanted to make sure that, you know, when we think about chest pain, we learned that chest pain is usually like a chest pressure, like an elephant sitting on our chest. Books tell us that it should go down the left arm, maybe go up into the left jaw. And it should be a pressured type of squeezing sensation. With women, that does not have to be like that. It could be sharp, stabbing. It could be just located in the jaw. Doesn't even have to be across your heart or your chest anywhere. It could be just in your arm. Sometimes it could just be a sharp pain in your back. And the trick to, you know, look if this is true heart pain coming from blockages in your heart vessel is that you initially get this pain when you look back every time you walk up a flight of steps. When I walk up a flight of steps and I get shoulder pain that aches and just doesn't feel right, but then I sit down and I rest for 5 minutes, it goes away. Very suspicious for your heart. Anything that comes with exertion and is relieved by rest is always very suspicious for heart disease. So if you think, you know, I'm short of breath walking into the grocery store, carrying two grocery bags back to my car, I'm short of breath walking up a flight of steps, and I get this aching shoulder pain and maybe some back pain, maybe even some right-sided chest pain, it could be your heart. The best thing when you have this is talk to your doctor about this. Chest pain, angina, is sometimes associated with anxiety, and anxiety and chest pain always go hand in hand, because obviously if you have a blockage, your body gets quite afraid that you will have a heart attack soon, so you will get anxiety symptoms with it. Just because you think you have anxiety and you get some exertional upon exercise shoulder pain does not exclude or preclude you from having heart disease. So it's very, very important if you get any symptoms with exercise that are relieved by rest, go see your doctor.
Sorry, so two follow-up questions. One, women have had heart attacks and done nothing, sought no treatment then. If this happens all the time?
I just saw a woman this week, and you know, she said, I was just thinking it was my anxiety. I got this squeezing sensation in my upper arm. And every time I got upset or I got anxious, I got this squeezing pain. And then I noted that when I walk up and do my laundry, I get a little bit of chest discomfort on the right side, actually, with some shoulder pain on the left, maybe some jaw pain. And when I sit down, it goes away. So I thought, I have this under control and I don't have to see a doctor, because every time I sit down, it goes away. And women, especially, are caretakers of their families, and they feel like they cannot take time off to get evaluated because there's so much to do. So they rather sit down, rest, let the symptoms go away, and then continue with their work, which those are the warning symptoms of a pending heart attack, and it's very important that you go see your doctor.
And unheeded, you can hurt your heart permanently, right?
Yes.
Okay. The other question is, if I'm experiencing some of these mild symptoms and I'm listening to the smart doctor who says go get it checked out, if you are suffering the early symptoms of a heart attack, all of this is diagnosable, checkable, detectable. If this is what's happening, you can find out.
Yes, so the beauty of current cardiovascular medicine is that if you come to me with stable symptoms, symptoms that are brought on by, you know, exertion, by some emotional stress, and relief by rest, all of my diagnostic tests and my treatments are very, very low risk. These days, even heart catheterization is at very low risk, comparable to, you know, an appendix surgery. And everything can be treated without any significant risks. Most of the stuff can be treated without any significant risk. But if you come to me with an acute heart attack, your risk is still very, very high of dying from.
All right, so you want to really pay attention to some of these symptoms and go ahead and get checked out. You don't necessarily have to tell, say, hey, I got to talk to Dr. Lynch right away, but tell your physician, this is what I'm experiencing, yes. This is what I do, you know, I'm fairly active, and this is when I experience these kinds of dilemmas. What can you do to prevent this? If, you know, are we just going to get into the diet, fitness, and exercise conversation, or is there something else we should know?
I think the biggest thing is know your risk factors. Know if you have high blood pressure, you have diabetes, high blood sugar, you have high cholesterol, or you have a positive family history of heart attacks, someone who had a heart attack in your family, a first-degree relative below the age of 50, over the thumb would work, if you're smoking. And if you have multiple risk factors, you just got to cut them out. The easiest one, you know, that you can cut out for me is smoking, which is the hardest one on the patient. Quitting smoking is absolutely not easy, and Evangelical has a smoking cessation program, and those are very, very beneficial. Smoking is the biggest risk factors, and if you're smoking, you really should make an honest effort on trying, and try multiple times. Try every year, 3 times. At one point, you'll succeed and quit smoking.
All right, you'll give it up. I know a lot of people have quit smoking because they ended up being really sick, and maybe unrelated to smoking,
right.
But, you know, and that was a pivot point for them. All right, what about if a woman is pregnant? We'll do pregnancy, then menopause. We'll sort of run the whole scam.
So women has
gambit
have,
here.
Yeah, so women have really, really special risk factors. A history of preeclampsia, which is, now think about, you know, if you were on bed rest during your pregnancy because of high blood pressure and they said something about protein in your urines, that is usually highly suspicious for preeclampsia, which really makes you at higher risk for stroke and a heart attack, you know, 20 to 30 years later. And the problem is, because it's 20 to 30 years later, you don't think about it. I still have patients who are coming in and their primary care physicians did not ask for preeclampsia. We are getting much better in this area about asking for preeclampsia.
Which is?
The high blood pressure protein in your urine during pregnancy usually requires bed rest or an early delivery of the baby. So that really predisposes you for heart disease. Hormone usage is a clear risk factor for heart disease, and early menopause.
Oh, so early menopause is a symptom in and of itself.
Yep, so early menopause makes you more prone to, you know, developing heart
disease. Well, what about for women in a normal time frame in menopause? Is there something else they should be aware of or watching out for, just for women in menopause or postmenopausal women?
So I think, you know, menopause is an extremely difficult time in a woman's life, and you know, a lot of times we would love to take hormones to alleviate the symptoms of the hot flashes. The problem is the hot flashes will come once you stop your hormones. So you can, you know, prolong the hot flashes with hormone usage for years, or you just have to get through these very difficult 2 to 3 years of, some women even 5 years of hot flashes and not feeling well. Menopause is an extremely difficult time of the life, and there are treatments that we can offer to women for hot flashes other than hormone replacement therapy. Sometimes hormone replacement therapy is necessary because the hot flashes are so terrible, but definitely we should really try to make our best efforts to live through menopause in a natural way.
Give me a quick paragraph on the psychology of heart health in women. You mentioned at the beginning women don't like to always take care of themselves. You know, they want to take care of the family and then at their own expense. You know, so I think there's a mindset that's associated with that. We hear women ignoring heart attack symptoms, even though they know they could be. We know women like to take hormones, even though they know that it increases the, you know, cardiac issue risk. What's this, give me a psychological paragraph, please.
So I think the stigma of chest pain is for a woman is that she will go to the doctor and the doctor will tell her, it's just heartburn, it's just anxiety, you're just a little bit anxious. And the last thing I think a woman with angina wants to hear is that she's anxious. Because obviously when any one of us gets angina, we are getting anxious because we're about to have a heart attack. And our body's response is the response of an anxiety. And I think we have been labeling women with angina, with heart disease, for a long time with anxiety. And I think everyone does. Every single woman that I see who has blockages in the heart arteries is afraid that she will get labeled as crazy, as labeled as having anxiety or just being nervous. And that's not the case. That is absolutely not the case.
All right. And another question. How about if you go to the health food store, you will see tons of heart health items there. Are they any good? Without, of course, knowing at all what I'm talking about. But
so I take a ton of natural remedies. I currently have a cold, and I treat my cold with natural remedies. And there's one specific recipe I wanted to mention today that is, or a couple of things I wanted to mention today that are really, really good for your heart and that have very little side effects. So what I usually recommend in the morning is that you drink an 8-ounce glass of room temperature to warm water with a freshly squeezed lemon in it. That's an excellent prebiotic, really good for gut health, and it's also a salt diuretic. So if you went and had a little bit too much salt the night before and you don't want to have those bags underneath your eyes, an 8-ounce glass of warm water with a freshly squeezed lemon is a great salt diuretic. And that is also pertinent to white birch or black birch bark. So, you know, central Pennsylvania, great for birch trees, black or white. You can collect the twigs in the summer or in the fall, and you basically, you know, break the twigs into 1 inches and boil them in water, and you take the water and you drink that tea from that. That's an excellent salt diuretic. It's really good for urinary tract infection. It does have blood thinning activity, so if you're prone for bleeding, maybe not the right choice for you. Even white birch or black birch bark tea, I would run it by my doctor to see what they think about it, he or she thinks about it. I usually feel it's safe in most of my patients who are on blood thinners, but in some patients I make exceptions. But I sometimes, you know, drink white birch bark tea myself.
Well, we are out of time, but I want you to come back in a couple months. We thank Deanna Hollenbach for scheduling you today, and we're going to ask her to bring you back in 2 months, and we'll do just one on natural remedies and teas.
Wonderful.
I have my own yoga tea that I like to make.
Yeah.
It's very relaxing. It doesn't have any of the ingredients you mentioned, so maybe I should switch that up a little bit.
Wonderful.
But please come back. Dr. Petra Lynch.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Dr. Petra Lynch, interventional cardiologist at the Heart and Vascular Center of Evangelical, talking about women and heart disease as we rock red for healthy hearts. We have lots more information and lots of click-throughs to Evangelical Community Hospital at WDKOK.com.